Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman, and our next guest in the studio is Liz Sacco. Liz is the founder of Diabetic Dabs. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your product and your company. It looks like it's a very useful and probably a well-received product.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So my story really is the story of necessity is the mother of invention. I am the mother to four boys, and in 2011, my oldest son, David, was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And kind of through the course of adjusting to our new life, I realized that there was a missing component in his testing routine, and that was just simply a clean, safe way to remove the excess blood. So after kind of doing some research in the marketplace and realizing that there wasn't a product that acted as a solution, and kind of seeing what life looked like living with a chronic disease and how well my son, you know, the resolve of my son, I was inspired to create the product. And that's really the essence of how Diabetic Dabs was born.
So if you look at that's a wonderful story, obviously. But if you look at the predecessor or prior to your product coming on board, my sense is the typical diabetic pricks their finger and then puts it in their mouth.
A very common approach. My son would also put it either on his pants.
Wonderful for a mom of four boys.
That's exactly right. So I tell the story laughingly that, you know, I was so fed up with my laundry that I thought I'm going to go out and, you know, develop a product so I don't have blood stains all over the laundry. But that is, I think that either licking their finger or putting it on, you know, the table or their clothes, that seemed to be the commonality of what people did with the excess blood.
So you don't have a background in product, correct? And you don't have a science background either?
I imagine
both of those somehow factored into getting the product to market?
I think they did, but I didn't have the background. Yeah. I was a financial advisor prior to my having children. And then when I had my children, I had, like I said, the four boys, I became a stay-at-home mom. So it really was all very, very new to me. Every aspect of it was very new to me.
So because we're all about entrepreneurs and you're a classic case of the person, you know, that came up with a great idea and developed it, what were some of the obstacles and hurdles that you didn't anticipate and, you know, some of the biggest ones that you ran into?
So for me, the manufacturing side of it was a huge, huge challenge for me. I think that the thought of a manufacturer gave me anxiety. I think I was all excited to start the business. The idea of creating a product was, you know, very appealing to me, but kind of which route I was going to take. And when people used to say, you know, well, why don't you have it manufactured? I get all this anxiety. And because, of course, it was completely foreign to me. I was like, well, right, what do you do? Like, where do you find a manufacturer? All those
you
thoughts.
Can see it in your head, but
you
the
can
whole
see
thing
it,
of getting
I thought
the product.
To just the word manufacturer kind of freaked me out, right? So, but long and short of it is I just did a lot of research and a lot of reading, and I reached out to a lot of people. And it's amazing when you start asking and taking action how all the doors kind of open and it gets you to where you need to go.
So I take it you don't manufacture yourself?
I do not. No.
So you use a contract manufacturer
or
packager?
We have a manufacturer overseas that we use.
Okay. So and you develop the formulation or the prototype for the product and refined it many times?
So I actually had a homemade prototype. So when I sat down with the manufacturer just to give him an idea of what I wanted the product to look like, how I wanted it to function. And then he, of course, brought it over to his development team. And then we went back and forth till the product was suitable to, you know, what I was looking for.
So fast forward, that was probably in the 6-7 years ago time frame, or perhaps 5 years ago when you pre-launch.
It took 2 years from the time I sat down with him to the time that the product was finished. It was a 2-year time frame.
And now we look back on it, and the manufacturing is probably second nature. Now it's about sales forecasting and figuring out how to open new doors.
Yep, that was an obstacle that we overcame, and you know that's kind of in the rear view mirror. So we're just moving forward.
And you have quite widespread distribution nationally in various segments.
We do. We have a lot of online presence as far as various platforms, the eBays, the Amazons, and some diabetes supply companies.
So consumers
online can
purchase directly that way?
Online, as well as our website. But then we also are in stores throughout the country. We have HEB, which is down in Texas. There's probably about 200 and plus locations down in Texas. We're also in Ingalls, which is in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia. We're up here in Stop and Shop, and then Giant, that's also kind of the same New England region.
Oh, wow. So quite a diverse mix of different retail presence.
Yeah, we're continuing to grow. I mean, the goal, of course, is to get on as many shelves as possible and get the dabs into as many hands as possible as well.
Tell us a little bit about how the product actually works, because I know that it's on the surface of it seems straightforward, but there must be some agent in it that leads to coagulation or something that...
Well, yeah, it's a very simple product. It's just a booklet of absorbent sheets. There is an adhesive on the back for ideal placement. So whether you want to put it in your testing kit or your nightstand, wherever it is that you typically would test your blood. And then each booklet consists of 50 sheets. They're dry. There's no type of alcohol or any type of antiseptic on the sheet. And you simply tear off a sheet for each testing. It absorbs the blood, and then you discard it with the test strip. The goal of the booklet, though, is that there's other applications, so our business is pivoting a little bit. We're starting to take on some other industries with other industries outside of the healthcare space, but also even other applications within the healthcare space, being that it's a multi-functioning sheet, it's kind of a multi-purpose sheet, there's other applications.
So you're in development of other market segments, really,
or
other
applications? We're just starting to transition. We're going to always, of course, maintain the diabetes space because that's near and dear to our heart. We give a portion of our proceeds back to diabetes research. It was very important to have a cause-based business. But because the way that I envisioned the product and how I had the product developed, I know that there's other applications, so I want to grow the business and the product line to expand outside of just diabetes.
Is that something that you want to disclose now, or is that still in development and proprietary?
Well, not to force you into it. That's fine. We can certainly disclose
curious.
It. Yeah, no, we're certainly, that's what I'm saying. We're starting to shift a little bit towards our strategy to
expand the uses.
You got it.
Now, is all the package, you said it comes in sub-packets of 50, but I'm looking at a box of 300. Is that the...
So this is the standard. So it's six booklets
per box.
Per box. So it gives you 300 sheets. If you do buy them online, you do have the opportunity we do a four booklet as well, 200 case, if you're going online. And but for the stores themselves, they're the six booklets.
And what sort of supply would a typical 300 be for a typical diabetic?
So it's going to vary based on how often somebody tests it.
Right.
Varies on whether you have type 1 diabetes. It varies on whether you have type 2 diabetes. Okay. So this particular box could last somebody a year. This particular box might last somebody 3 months. It really depends on how often somebody tests their blood.
Okay. So it varies, obviously, depending on the disease itself. Wonderful. And so are you... a virtual company in a sense because you're manufacturing abroad, or do you have a full infrastructure in place for your sales and development activities? Or
we have a warehouse, we have an office, I do have some independent sales people that work for me, and then we have it manufactured overseas.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like you're off to a wonderful, I won't say start because you've been at it for quite some time, but it sounds like the trajectory is moving in the right direction.
I appreciate that.
You're certainly in a space that I would imagine with type 2 diabetes and aging population, obviously a growing market.
Right.
In that regard.
I always use the word unfortunately, but it is becoming an epidemic. Yes.
Yeah. And so, the market for your product will continue to grow, and I wish you continued success in terms of identifying new opportunities. It sounds very exciting. Will they be in the medical sort of realm, solving people's problems that have disease management or your new applications?
I think that it's going to overlap into other health space opportunities, but even beyond that, outside of healthcare.
Really fascinating. If people want to get in touch with you or learn more about your product, what's the best way for them to reach you?
They can visit our website, which is www.diabeticdabs.com. They certainly are welcome to reach out to me personally, and my email address is elizabeth@diabeticdabs.com.
Wonderful. Our guest has been Liz Sacco, founder of Diabetic Dabs, a wonderful product on Radio Entrepreneurs, and we wish you continued success in your endeavors.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.